Hello and welcome to Daily Inspirations. I greet you in Jesus' name. I hope we can look at the Word of God today and gain some encouragement or inspiration. Something that I would like to share today. I have a verse here in Revelation. You know, we speak of the love of God and of the care that He has for us, and how Jesus cares for us, and how He loves us. Well, here in Revelation, we have a verse of Jesus' own word. He's saying to a church. He says, "As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent." And I was thinking about this repentance. You know, we think of repentance as going with someone's conversion, and that's very true, very important part of conversion. But repentance doesn't stop there. It's part of our life. As we go through life and we fail and we stumble, there's a continual need for repentance, for us to change our ways and to mourn. Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." This mourning conveys the sense of a lamenting, a strong lamenting and bewailing. And you know, as we think about what passes for Christianity today, we don't see this kind of message preached as much as maybe what it ought to be preached. And we're not here to point fingers, but let's just examine ourselves and consider the words of Jesus here. "As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten," or discipline, "so be zealous and repent." And I like a quote here. I'm going to read a little bit from a book called Living Water. It's written by Brother Yono. It's based on his sermons. And he says, "Thousands of sermons are preached every Sunday in which Jesus is presented as a Savior only, but not as Lord and Master. People are told Jesus will help you, bless you, forgive you, and empower you. But very little is said about repentance, humility, and sacrifice. You see, we are all called to run a race for Jesus, and repentance is the starting line of that race. It's futile to try to run the race if you never made it to the starting line to begin with. This is the problem with many believers today. They are trying to follow the Lord, but they have never truly repented and surrendered their lives to Jesus Christ. The result can be seen in churches full of half-hearted Christians whose lives are still centered on selfishness and the principles of the world." When I first read this, it was some years ago, and I was not yet converted, and I was so convicted as I read that, but I had no idea what to do about it. I was unwilling to lay down my pride and admit that I was a sinner at that time. And so I just want to present this to you today, that Jesus calls us to repentance, first of all, and then to continue in a lifestyle of repentance for our failures and our mistakes. And if you happen to be where I was years ago, and you feel that you have never truly repented and surrendered all, or you have come to the end of your own abilities, and you sense a need for more, then I would encourage you to reach out for help, either by leaving a message on extension 99 on this number, or to someone who you personally know who is able to help. And for us who have repented, let's not become full of pride and think that we have repented and therefore we're good to go. But consider the words of Jesus here, where he said, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." And I don't think he meant mourn once, that he meant we should only have to mourn once in our life. But there needs to be a continual mourning of sin. And we continually do make mistakes, and sometimes we stumble and we fail. But Jesus loves us so much that he is not willing to leave us go in that condition. But he calls us to repentance, and he will bring things into our life to get our attention. And, you know, maybe we can look at some more of those things in the future, but for today, this will be my verse. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. If we truly lament and mourn, then we have his promise that we shall be comforted. God bless you.